All right, metalheads, this is DJ Rem, quote the Raven, and I have Carl Winery on the line. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How about you?
Not too bad. So why don't you, while we start, you can tell us kind of some of the projects you're working on right now. What's going on in your life while we're all in lockdown?
Yeah, for you guys that might not know who I am, I'm a member of two bands. I play guitar in Ligature Marks, and I play bass in Vintercy. And I also do a lot of music videos, and I'm making a horror film right now. It's a Friday the 13th fan film, which might sound weird, but it's awesome. And we've raised, I don't know, like $50,000 or something. That's so we cool. are putting in time and money, and I think it's looking really good.
Do you have like a expected release date on that yet? Or is it still just because, is it a work in progress and you're not sure yet?
Great question. So right now we said we're targeting Friday, November 13th for that movie to come out. We have about 38 minutes of footage edited, but COVID definitely impacted our shooting schedule. We had 4 days left of filming. I would say 2 days required to finish the film, and the other two would really help flush it out and just make it feel more alive. But COVID kind of put a crimp into our shooting schedule. So I'm hopeful that we can get shooting again in June or July and finish the movie. I'm so proud of it. We have a huge cast, very, very talented crew as well. So it's the biggest film project that I've worked on personally. And our director, James Sweet, is a huge Friday the 13th nerd. And I say that with love and care. And he also is an amazing prop person. So we have just such an amazing atmosphere. And, you know, it just got this like really creepy vibe. The props look nasty. We built cabins for the movie. So we've actually done a lot of set building. That was really fun. Going to Home Depot, you know, trying to build stuff from, you know, we didn't make plans for things. We just went out and bought a bunch of stuff and built some cabins. And, you know, we had like an old fence, old fences at my house from a fence that we pulled out and had been sitting in the sun. So we used that for one of the cabins. And they look great too. They don't look cheap or weird or anything. They look ancient and dilapidated, like everything's going to fall apart. And you don't want it, makes it, when you watch it, you're like, yeah, I don't want to go in there, which is what we're going for.
Right. That's the point, right? Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah. Well, best of luck. Hopefully things keep, you know, hopefully things loosen up for you where you're at so you guys can get back to shooting.
Yeah, thanks. We've been able to go and get a couple small things. So the director and I have still been meeting up occasionally. We are being safe and practicing social distancing and wearing masks. But we've been able to go out and get a couple like insert shots. We had a supermoon the other week and I went out and got some shots with my wife. That was really fun. That was cool. You know, really crazy bright orange like supermoon. Like, wow, this thing's actually really impressive. Like, it was pretty fun. So I got time-lapse footage of that going up in the sky with these like really evil looking clouds. It was super cool.
And that's going to be incorporated into the movie?
Yep.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, it's already in the edit, which is pretty fun. We have, what separates our movie from a lot of the other movies is, I don't know if you remember the Friday the 13th story, but the first movie, the evil villain is Pamela Voorhees, Jason's mom. And she goes crazy killing counselors because her son drowned when they were out screwing around instead of watching the kids. And then in number two, Jason starts killing people because his mom died. So now they've had like 13 movies or something. In our movie, we bring Pam back. And, you know, she got her head cut off in the first movie. So everyone's like, how are you guys going to do this? Like, does she have a head? Does she not have a head? And she doesn't have a head. So we have a zombie Pamela Voorhees running around.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's been... it's pretty crazy because there's a lot of pressure to make sure that the VFX shots work. Like, i.e., we have an actress with a green hood on her head, and then I have to go pull that out in post. But it's cool. And then just the other day, we built a prosthetic neck stump. So we're not going to use it a whole lot, but what's cool is there's a tube running into it, so we can have some shots where they look natural, and you get the zombie walking around, just the shoulders up, but you can see the neck stump clearly, and it's just oozing out black blood, black zombie blood. It's fucking cool, and it's just so nice. I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe this works. Like, this is, it's so, it looks amazing.
Nice.
I can't wait for people to see it.
Is there like a teaser video out there somewhere?
Yeah, we have a couple trailers. I'll shoot you one. But if you go to YouTube, do a search for Jason Rising. We have an intro prologue out. It's called Jason Rising Sneak Peek. It's the first 4 minutes of the film. And it's basically kind of like when they bury Jason and set up the rest of the events of the movie. But after that, intro, we jump forward 30 minutes or 30 years. So if you do Jason Rising trailer, you'll find three trailers. Watch any one of them. But they set up the movie a lot better.
All right. Very good. Very good. So you can
see more actors.
Yeah. So what's going on with your bands right now? How's everybody how are the rest of your band members holding up through all this?
Yeah. That's a great question. Thank you. So it's everybody's handling it a little different. I think at this point people kind of settled into whatever routine they're in. I think everyone in our bands that was working still has jobs. Thankfully.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so very, very happy there. One of the guys in Vendorcy also does IT work, and his company was like mine, where they have not been, everyone was working in the office. They're not used to working remote. So the first couple weeks for me was friggin' insane. I was working like 70 hours a week trying to get everyone set up and working from home properly.
All right, yeah.
And when I say me, it was me and my team. Yeah. And everybody's good now, so things kind of settle down. And then the other guy, you know, they're still doing a lot of work. So he's still putting in 60-hour weeks, 70-hour weeks to get people working from home properly. So they're starting to settle down. So we're starting to talk about projects that we can do, maybe filming playthrough videos of people at their house. But, you know, Vendorcy, we have a 2-hour drive between some of the band members. So it's a little bit, we want to make practice happen. I think we're going to start up in a couple weeks because they started to reopen some parts of Oregon. So, you know, we just want to play it safe. I would hate to get sick. I don't want anybody else to get sick.
Yeah, and that's the worst thing about this one is that you can be asymptomatic carrier, never know, and just be out there spreading it to other people. I mean, that's my biggest fear. I mean, I have some, I want to go up north. I want to go back up to the Upper Peninsula where I have family and stuff. And I'm like, I want to go, but, you know, yeah. We don't even have enough tests for the people that need them barely. So it's like, you know, I would like to get tested first to make sure I'm not a carrier before I go. So it definitely makes things tricky right now. That's for sure. So I feel your pain there.
Yeah. So, you know, the nice thing is, everyone in the world is in the same situation.
Right.
So, it's not like it's a unique thing just for us or other people. So I don't know. The nice thing was, both bands put videos out. Vendorcy put something out before the quarantine hit, and then Ligature Marks put something out, just 2 weeks ago. So Ligature Marks, we just released a video called, Fell for Fiction. And it's, I really like the video. It's a new song for us. It's a little bit of a new direction. It's a lot more melodic. My little brother wrote the music on that song.
Oh, cool.
The first album was basically all me with some help. The band started kind of weird. So it's neat to see where things are going. So it's the first song that was actually kind of newer. And I say newer, we had the music for a while, but like, you know, Kyle was there when we were working on it. Ben got more comfortable working with us in the studio. We have more of a groove going. So it's like, yep, this is more towards where you're going to see stuff. It's kind of melodic. Hopefully catchy, and then still just heavy in some parts. Like, we all love really heavy music, so we'll never drop that. But we also have we're working on some new stuff in the studio, and there's another song very similar to Fell for Fiction that's just so good. I can't wait to put that out. And then we have a couple other songs in the works and various progress that are also super cool, where I'm like, yeah, people are gonna scratch their heads when they hear some of this in a good way. They're like, what the hell, I didn't know you guys could do that. So our first EP was really heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, there was not a whole lot of singing. We had like two songs that were pretty catchy, and then the rest of them were like pretty friggin' heavy.
Well, I appreciate the heavy, so I'm okay with that. I also appreciate the melodic too, though, so.
Yeah. So I think hopefully, you know, we're finding the sound of the band, as we go along. And then Vendorcy put out the Befallen music video. Right before everything went down, and that was the one we filmed at the Satsop nuclear plant in Washington. So
yeah.
There's a nuclear plant where they built two cooling towers, a nuclear reactor, turbine hall, all this stuff, and they got about 75-80% of the way done, and then they ran out of money.
Oh,
and then it's too expensive to tear it down, so they just left it standing, and then they do like repairs on it and everything. But it's beautiful. So I remember when we were working on this video, we had done a lot of videos for the first album, and I had my opinion of Intercy was the music videos are going to be the thing that helps the band just take off. You know, live shows are good, but at that point, like, it's really hard on the West Coast to play out all the time because you have to go from, you can burn yourself out in your home city, but otherwise it's like 3 hours to the nearest big market.
Right.
So it's not like the East Coast or Europe where you can drive and like hit another country or another huge city within like 2-3 hours. Like, basically we have Portland and Seattle. So after you do those two, you're looking at a 12-hour drive or, you know, 8-hour drive to like the next big market. So my opinion was the videos are going to blow us up. And the videos had done, one of them had done really well on Facebook. It went kind of viral and cracked 1 million views. So when we were working on a second album, we were like, God, the music is so good. Like, it's coming together so nice. Oh, well, okay, the videos have to step it up too.
Right.
So I have these weird bursts of, like, there'll be a week where I just either write a crap ton of music or come up with 1 million ideas. So I came up with a bunch of ideas for 4 out of the 6 songs on the album. And we're still executing that playbook. But the first one that we did was Illuminated. And it was a huge step up from the previous videos. We shot at a photo studio in Portland. So we had this really nice, classy, like, seamless white background where it's kind of like just looks like there's nothing back there, like an infinity wall. And we also got a lot of other footage from a couple other places out in Oregon. But really pretty stuff, kind of a classier vibe. And then there's a really fancy studio up in Vancouver, so like 40 minutes away, where it was really classy and opulent. And we had the song Old Ones, and it had this really nice vibe. And I just really wanted to capture that. And so we dressed nice. We had another actress in interacting with Avian. And we were able to match that video story to the concept of the song, because it's a concept album. So it's kind of neat to be able to actually match the concept album in an abstract fashion. And that video had done really well too, got featured on a couple big websites. But then Befallen, when that song is one of the heavier songs on the album, and I was just like, God, I love that scorched earth vibe it has. It just has that kind of like driving black metal vibe to it. And when I had seen pictures of this nuclear plant, I was just like, God, that's just so cool. But you got to use that on the right song. And I didn't know if we could actually film it. I didn't know what it would take, but I grabbed still pictures that I had found on the internet of the place, and I was like, this is the vibe I want to go for on this video. So then when it came time, you know, it took, I want to say, like a good month to figure out how to contact the place, how to get all the insurance that was necessary.
Right.
Make sure it's all going to happen properly. And we did it, or I did it in that case, like setting everything up. Thankfully, the band trust me to just roll with the crazy ideas, because, you know, sometimes they can see it in their head, sometimes they can't. But everybody was pumped on this one. They were just like, all right, there wasn't really a whole lot of questions. It was like, oh my God, we're going to shoot in a nuclear facility? Like, holy crap. So we show up there, and I was sick to my stomach something was going to go wrong. Because I just really wanted that to happen so bad. Like, I haven't felt that way in a long time. And we roll around the corner of this place, and you just see the cooling towers. I mean, they're like a couple hundred feet high, and you're just like, oh, wow, we're doing this. And they filmed part of Transformers 4 there. I mean, it's just, the place is so cool. So we show up, and we get a tour of the place, and then we're going down to the basement of the nuclear reactor. And our elevator got stuck. It was hilarious. So the guy ended up giving us a couple extra hours, and that place is so cool, and it's huge, and we shot in a lot of different locations. But the problem was we didn't have a whole lot of help that day. We were going to have some friends that were going to come, 2 extra people, and then they both bailed. Randomly, they both ended up getting sick, and it was legit. But what that meant was a lot of walking around carrying gear back and forth.
Right, I was going to say, every time you moved.
So much, yeah. Oh, and there's like flights of stairs. So the first spot we shot was this really cool platform area where they shot part of Transformers 4. And it was so neat, but it took, I want to say, like an hour to get set up. And then you have to set up the lights, and you were kind of going back and forth on that. And it's cold. So everything was about 32 that day, and it was super loud. Everything had this really cool echo. So, you know, we busted through a bunch of the group shots. And then my whole goal was to film in one of the cooling towers. That was what I wanted, but we didn't start there. And, So we film in the cooling tower, we hit some other spots, and then, or sorry, we film in the reactor room. We go hit this turbine hall, and it's just ginormous. So there's some really beautiful drum shots there. And then we went to the cooling tower, but the cooling tower, it's 6 stories off the ground, and you have to cross a sky bridge, and it's a small metal bridge, and there's railings there, but like you walk over, and you're like, oh wow, I'm high up, and you know, do you have to sign these fund releases? It's basically like, you know, if I fall and kill myself, I won't sue. And it's because the wind kicks up like crazy over there. So they're like, yeah, today's a good day, but watch out because, you know, if it's windy up there, it can take you and pull you off the edge. Because our plan was to go up to the top of the cooling tower. But we decided to do the band footage in the ground on the cooling tower on its floor. But keep in mind, the floor of it was six stories up. So it was a huge amount of stairs to go grab everything after already doing band performance footage. And, like, you just headbang, you move, you get tired. So everybody's just like dragging ass at that point. And then we had to do four takes of band footage. It was brutal, but it was such an amazing location. Like, we could have filmed there for a week and not made stuff look samey at all. Like, I could easily go there and film two more music videos and nobody would know that we shot at the same spot.
Oh, so, just because it's such a large facility and so much space. Yeah.
So many crazy locations, like the basement room, they have all these weird tunnels, and the National Guard and the Army will come in there and do drills. So they have these weird cardboard things that are cut to the size of like ship doors so they can practice raiding ships. It's really neat. But they have areas where like there's a steady drip of water. So there's water on the ground. You get these crazy reflections. And I was like, oh my God, if we had an extra hour, we would get somebody standing in front of that. So you get them plus the reflection. And it's just like, you know what, next time. We'll have to go do that.
Well, so yeah, was it pretty, I mean, I know you said it took about a month to figure things out, but I mean, once you got a hold of the right people, was it pretty easy to get in?
Yeah. They're super helpful. I had to get, you know, production insurance, which is the first time I've had to do that myself for a video project. So what's always hilarious is my video's company's name is Hot Carl Productions. So when you're working with these official people, and then you're on the phone with them and they're like trying to fill out the paperwork and like, all right, what's your company's name? I'm like, Hot Carl Productions. And you hear, I'm like, do they just think it's funny or do they know what that means? So, I always tell them, oh yeah, that's just my name. Cause my name's Carl with a K. So, you know, that's Hot Carl. And, yeah. So that's kind of funny. But yeah, once we, you know, figure out who to contact and, you know, it was interesting. The first time I reached out to them, they responded once, got a new person's contact info, reached out, and then I never heard anything. And I was like, oh, okay. And the band was working on other stuff, so I chilled out, and then I had the email back. And then after that, we went back and forth for a while, trying to pick a date, trying to pick locations. And yeah, I don't know. It ended up working out pretty smooth, but definitely took a little bit of back and forth, and then trying to find insurance. I mean, it was, I want to say, like 2 weeks of going back and forth on the insurance to make sure we had the right stuff. And the insurance company asked them some weird questions where they had to get the lawyers involved. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, for how much money they're making off of us, probably not worth it once you have to start asking the lawyer questions.
Right. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, it worked out. And then the other thing is that when the video came out, it's at 330,000 views. So keep in mind, this is the heaviest song on the album. And I love the song, but I didn't know how it would do because it's really heavy. Well, it took off, and, you know, we run ads on all the videos to try to push them, but it really blew up. I mean, something immediately was different. We're just like, oh, wow, this feels different. And then we stopped the ads, but the video kept going. So most of our other videos maxed out about 20,000 views on YouTube, and some of them, you know, we had that one on Facebook that cracked a million, and then we had some that cracked a couple hundred thousand views. But Befallen just steamrolled everything on YouTube, just steamrolled it. And the best part was it, I think because the engagement was so good on it, it started taking up other videos too. So The Host, that which is stuck at 18,000 views, just now cracked 300,000 views. So huge growth for us. And we went from about 1,000 subscribers on YouTube to now almost 13,000.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So if you want to look at, like, let's say the video cost $2,500 and then we spent another $500 on promotion, I mean, it's priceless, just priceless. And that was the heaviest song on the album. So we have some big plans for two more videos. And then there's the one I don't have any idea what we're going to do yet is for Spawn Awakening, the opening track on the album. And it was just funny because I came up with a bunch of concepts for five of them. And we're still executing off of that roadmap. So it's great, but just kind of hilarious where I'm like, I still don't know what I'm going to do for this other one when we get there. But we got time.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's lots of time right now.
Yeah.
With both the bands, are you guys using this time also to like start writing music for like, you know, like the next album kind of thing? Still just focused on the current?
No, totally. The nice thing is there's a long tail on stuff. So my viewpoint and the reason I'm in two bands and the reason I have all these music videos happening is I like to I want my output to be something to look back on and feel pretty accomplished. And there's just a long tail on stuff. So some things move at a really fast pace, some things move at a really slow pace. But if you have a lot of irons in the fire, it feels like you constantly have something coming out or something new happening. And it feels like progress. So both bands are writing. So Vendersea, we've been tossing ideas back and forth. There's some really cool riffs happening. And then Ligature Marks, you know, we had some songs in progress already. And then my brother is writing. He's got like two new song ideas. They're both really cool. And then I've got a couple things in the fire too, which is pretty neat. Because I haven't actually written anything in quite a while, just because we had so much of a backlog of material. And I didn't want to just, you know, write stuff and then sit on it for 3 years. So we're finally breaking past some of the old stuff. And we're going to have two new songs that were brand new that nobody's heard anything from, which is really cool. Because some of the songs that we wrote were like 5 years old by the time by the time they came out. Well, I started losing my voice there for a second. Yeah. And then, you know, right when we started this interview, we were talking, I'm going to switch gears to the new Dead Animal Assembly Plan.
Yes. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. So last week, if you're not familiar with Dead Animal Assembly Plan, they are a like industrial metal band, and they wear a lot of makeup and kind of crazy costumes. So a lot of people kind of look at it maybe as like, oh, probably looks and sounds like Marilyn Manson. I'm like, no, they're their own animal.
Yeah, they
for
are.
Sure. no pun intended. But we just released a new music video for a song called A Violent Breed. And it was a huge amount of work to make. And a lot of VFX work went into it, tons of editing. They prepped so much stuff for the costumes, the look, the story. But it's basically the story of the video is the ancient ones. These figures in red hoods with crazy looking makeup got sick of humanity's bullshit and came down and put the worst of the worst on trial. So they have a politician and a priest on trial. And the trial lawyer is the guy with the TV for a head. So we put images up of, you know, horrible examples of religion or politics causing war. And there's a mob, and the mob gets worked up, and they vote, you know, do they vote to kill these people or not? And we have an executioner, and I don't know, it's super fun. Really good creatures. The story's cool. We shot the video at this place. It's a kind of a ghost town called Friend, Oregon. And there's a public schoolhouse that was built in the early 1900s or late 1800s. So turn of the century, super old, very, very beautiful, very scenic area. And it was just really neat. So we didn't get permits or anything. We just kind of showed up and did this. And the people who own the property drove past a motorcycle. So my thing when we're filming videos, a lot of times you end up doing stuff kind of guerrilla. We just show up and film somewhere. We try to get permission wherever possible, but we had to switch this to location last minute, and we couldn't figure out how to get a hold of people. So I did look. We did try. Couldn't. And we're like, well, okay, whatever. It says it's open to the public. We'll see what happens. And these people drive by on motorcycles, and this is the place when a car drives past, you're like, oh shit, somebody's here. Like, it just, nobody comes around. And so we have the band putting this crazy makeup on. We have our two ancient ones getting this crazy facial prosthetics, and another dude with a TV for a head. And like, it's just weird. So we're out in the country, and these people drive past, and we're just, my thing was like, smile and wave every time the car, if they pull up to say anything, smile and wave. And if you start it with a smile, people generally are like, all right, they're not doing something shady.
Right.
A lot of times if you're not doing anything weird, like destroying the place, people are pretty cool. So it turns out the owners drove past on their motorcycles to go do something. And they came back, and we were taking turns saying hi to people. And there's like maybe four people that pulled over to say hi or just to stop. And then they were like, oh, hey, what's going on? So these people are awesome. They were more than happy to have us there. They said, just, you know, be nice to the place. And we said we were. And they scoped out the costumes and hung out for a little bit and watched us film some of it. And then they went back home, which is super cool. So I don't know. The video, or the guy with the TV head, we had a green screen for his head. And I had to go replace that green screen with footage. So we have footage of like a priest. There's Ariana Grande. It's pretty horrible, actually. She was up on stage with a pastor, and he had his arm around her, and he totally pumps her boob. Oops. And it's like, what the fuck? And I remember the first time I watched a clip, it made me sick. I was like, Jesus Christ. So then the guy apologized, but this is a dude who's a pastor.
Right.
It's just like so scummy. So that clip's in there. There's a bunch of other clips of, you know, war footage from the politicians, because, you know, everybody has their own view of politics. I don't really want to go there, but I'd say pretty universally, you know, the people who are making decisions to do this stuff never have to pay the price.
Yeah, that's
and that's
sure.
really the band's viewpoint too. It's like, we're not going to go on one side or the other, but, like, you know, realistically, we're the ones paying the price for somebody else's shitty decision. And then we have the mob. So the mob is the band plus a couple friends with X's on their head. And then they had some friends. So we went out and camped out at this place. We drove out there super late. There were coyotes everywhere. It was kind of cool. One of the dudes did mushrooms. So it was just hilarious. You know, just a group of misfits going out there and hanging out and camping and then waking up and 2 hours of makeup or so and start filming. It was such a fun trip. And we were just going from the moment we woke up. You know, we woke up and I think people ate a little, and then I started filming drone footage because I was like, oh, I gotta get some drone footage of this place. And then, you know, we started hitting the band footage, and that took a while to get all the individual shots and band people, and then we went over to the story. So we crammed everything into one day. And then I want to say it took me like 2 months to get the editing done. I ran into a problem where the software is using them to do the TV stuff had some issues, so I actually had to replace my graphics card on my computer. But once I got that replaced, things started mobbing and moving pretty quick. But that band, they're so fun to work with. One, you know, the whole process are just such amazing people, but the feedback is really good. So you know, sometimes I work with bands and, you know, they come back and they're like, oh, well, you know, they want something that's not going to work. And like, well, you know, you just work it in, it'll work. I'm like, no, that's not how this works. Like, that clip isn't going to fucking work. Sorry.
Right.
And they're not like that at all. So it was a very collaborative process on the editing. I don't know. I cannot speak highly enough of that band. Anytime I do something with them, I just know it's going to be good because they're so thoughtful and they're just such fun people to work with. So it came out. We're pumping out hard. It's doing great. It's got a really good reception. They also got signed. So they got signed to Armalite Records. And it's kind of neat to see a couple of the bands now that we've been growing up with, or my friends and peers, where they're getting signed.
Right. You know, yeah, that's Fantasy so cool.
He got signed. Toxic Zombie got signed. Tavon Artis. Who else? You know, Dap. There's a couple others too. Dead Crown in Portland. But it's really neat to see some bands start to do some pretty cool shit. You know, there's been a lot of talent in Portland for quite a while. So it's neat to see people actually figure that out.
Yeah, and I tell you that, just to go back to that new video for A Violent Breed, that the video is really cool. And the song, I mean, they did amazing. And I agree with you, that band is, I interviewed them a few months back, and they were super cool dudes.
Yeah, they're so thoughtful, and I don't know, they're just such a blast to work with. There's all the bands that I've worked with that do makeup and face paint, they've all been, we just do the funnest shit. Like one of the bands, Hideous Monster, one of the videos, we had a body wrapped, like a dummy wrapped up in a sheet, like a dead body. And we're dropping it off a bridge into a stream like 10 times. And I was just like, it just cracked me up. Cause I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like we're filming on a graveyard and we're doing all this shit. And people are walking past as we're dropping a body in. And like, there's a dude that looks like Jack the Ripper and somebody else that looks like a freak. That's like, they're walking and carrying this body and throwing it off the bridge. And, you know, there's like crackheads walking around and then people on bikes and they're just like staring at it. It's like, what the hell? I'm like, yeah, this is fun. I like what I do.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. They're like, is this real? Not real.
Yeah. And again, smile and wave.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they went.
That video was funny because the cops came and shut us down. So we did manage to get just the bare minimum footage. We talked to the cop and he was so nice. And he's like, yeah, well, if you guys are here and set up, you know, we'll give you 20 minutes and then you guys got to pack it up. So you need to be out of here within 20 minutes. And we're like, perfect. Thank you so much. So they were so cool. But I come back to work on Monday and I'm in the kitchen eating lunch and everybody's like, oh, what'd you do over the weekend? And it's like, oh, I did gardening. I did this. And they're like, hey, what about you? And I'm like, well, I got kicked out of a graveyard for filming a metal video. And I was like, yep, there we go. That's what I'd rather be doing.
Right on. So what do your coworkers and such, you know, think about, you know, this other side of you, the metal side, the videos, what's everybody's, I mean, do they, you know, when they first find out that you do all this other cool stuff, are they like, oh my God, I would have never thought, or, you know, what's their reaction?
It's interesting. When I first started at work, nobody knew I was in a metal band. And then, But I also used to have some, like, I had my neck pierced and things, and every once in a while you could hear somebody gasp if they sat behind me. So that was kind of funny. But now I don't always share a whole lot of the videos. Since I manage people, I've been a lot less fun at work. I share some videos, but, like, I haven't shared the dead animal assembly plant video yet because, you know, there's people that get their heads cut off at it.
Right.
And it's kind of, I don't want to say it's out there because it's not. It's just badass. But I'll probably share that one next week. Or maybe ask one of my other coworkers to share it so I don't have to.
There you go.
But, you know, when they do see sometimes, like, I did a video for an artist named Tommy Graven. He's a Native American flute artist. And it's just a really pretty song. It's such a catchy song. And it's like, it has like really great emotion and flow to it. And the video, I feel like we captured a little bit of lightning in the bottle. And there was no huge plan, but we went out and filmed at the coast and a couple other really pretty areas. But it just fits. And we've done two other videos, but that first one, there's something special about it. And I posted that one because it won an award. And then I had a lot of coworkers that were like, oh my God, I didn't know you did this. Oh, it's beautiful. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So, you know, some of them know I do it, some don't. But they're, you know, Portland, you know, I don't know. I'm like, try not to rag on anyone or anything. You know, I'm probably the only person in my company that listens to metal. So, and that's fine. Yeah. So I try not to share the really, really, really heavy, crazy stuff. But, yeah, you know, sometimes someone will come out and support, but I try not to bug people too much. The nice thing is I've been working at this for years, so I don't have to rely on coworkers to come out to shows to pack it. So
that's always nice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, being that I work in HR, when people find out that I'm a metalhead and have a heavy metal radio show and get to talk to awesome guys like you, they're like, I would have never known.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, though, when they figure that out. Like, wait, what?
It is. Oh, where is a good place? Do you have, like, a place people can go to kind of see all your different projects, your different bands, everything? Do you have a website that kind of covers everything?
I do. I have a www.hotcarlproductions.com, and that's Hot Carl with a K. And you can find the Jason Risen teasers. You can find all the music videos. There's over 80 music videos on there. Yeah, and then it's got links to Ligature Marks and Vendor C too.
Cool. Can you send me a link to the Native American one you were just talking about? I really want to check that one out.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, you know what? I've enjoyed talking to you today. Thank you for your time. I know you're like me, you're a busy guy. So is there anything else you want the listeners to know?
Yeah, check out the website or check out some of the music videos. Vendor C's Befallen, Dead Animal Assembly Plant, and Ligature Marks Fell for Fiction are the three newest videos that are out, and they're all way different, but all equally amazing for different reasons. So watch them, scope out Jason Risen. It's going to be fun. It'll be a bloody good time. And awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. Oh, and before I forget, I have to give a shout out to, not to be confused, the other Carl, our mutual friend Carl with a C. You know, he did a little pushing on both sides to make this happen. And I appreciate him a lot. So shout out to Carl.
Yeah, Carl, thank you so much. He's amazing. I remember there was a while there, a couple years ago, somebody broke into our house and stole a bunch of shit, and they stole all my camera gear. And we had a video for a song called Sunspot that came out, and it got stuck. Like, it hit a number of views, and then that was it. And, you know, I had to go travel for work. And while I was traveling for work, I was like, God, do I even try to do the video stuff again? And Carl found a Sunspot song, and he just took it and he blew it up because he loved it, and he just shared it everywhere. And so it took the song that got stuck, maxed out at like 6,000 plays, and he got it to over 40,000.
That's
and
awesome.
He was like my biggest like cheerleader or inspiration on like picking it back up. So Carl, thank you. You're huge. You're definitely one of the reasons why I still do this, man. So love you, dude.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for your time again. Take care, stay safe, and, we'll be on the lookout for new stuff to come. And, you know, when we get to a point where there's some new stuff, or anytime you want to talk, I'm happy to talk with you.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, and hopefully we'll chat soon.
Yep. Take care, bud. Bye.
Cheers. Take care. Bye.